This will make meteorologists everywhere roll their eyes, but a really coarse way of understanding North America's winter weather is as a battleground between warm air in the tropics and cold air in the Arctic. The jet stream is the front line of that battleground. On one side, it's cold. On the other, it's warm. The farther south or north of a given spot the stream moves, the warmer or colder it gets. So for an idea of what wild fluctuations in the jet stream are like, here's Boulder, Colorado.
Boy, we had a glorious weekend.
Kevin Trenberth is a climate scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. His weekend was nice, but there was almost a foot of snow on Wednesday.
50-degree drop in one day, and this morning when I was driving to work, it was minus 4 degrees.
Once that air gets to New England, it will have moderated some. Temperatures here will be 10 to 15 degrees below average, but nowhere close to breaking records. But you can't have a cold snap these days without hearing this.
But a new polar vortex could put the squeeze on holiday shopping.
It's the return of the polar vortex.
Way too early in the season. A dreaded return of the polar vortex.
Whether this is really a polar vortex event is a matter of some debate. According to Eric Holthaus, meteorologist for Slate, the vortex affects the jet stream, but cold is not always the circulation pattern itself moving south.
In some ways, everything and nothing can be attributed to the polar vortex this time of year.
But the propagating use of the term polar vortex is a symptom of meteorology in the viral age. Holthaus himself has written about this latest pattern with another catchy weather phrase. He notes the cold will hang in place because of a lingering omega block. You can call it clickbait, but you can also argue this is just another way to get people interested in weather science. And the jargon can be a convenient boogeyman, too.
When it's 40 degrees below zero outside for weeks on end, people need something to blame.
Meanwhile, meteorologists don't help the confusion by applying the term with differing levels of rigor.
The Weather Channel has not used the term, and that's unusual because weather.com is like full of clickbait alarmism these days.
Andrew Friedman is a science writer with Mashable. Some credit an article he wrote last year with triggering the viral catapulting of the term polar vortex into the mainstream.
And AccuWeather has been using the term, completely hinging its forecasts by using it everywhere.
While the media works out how often it wants to use the word polar vortex, scientists are having their own low-speed debate on what's causing anomalies with the vortex and if they're becoming more frequent. Judah Cohen, a scientist with Atmospheric and Environmental Research, has shown that cold breaks out across the Midwest and Northeast more often whenever there's a snowy October in Eurasia.
Well, here we are. October's passed. What the heck's going on in Siberia?
A million-dollar question. Yeah, so, I mean, it was a lot. There was a lot of snow. It was the second highest value that we've observed.
But the climate is a complicated creature. Cohen says there's no guarantee all that snow will result in big variations in the jet stream. It's just an indicator. And indeed, there are others. An academic with Rutgers made waves last year with a study connecting an unstable polar vortex with melting ice around the North Pole. But Kevin Trenberth, the climate scientist from Boulder, says that maybe the root cause is farther afield.
Yes, I think it's much more than just about sea ice. In fact, I think some of the changes in the Arctic are more a response than they are a cause.
Trenberth thinks the increase in variability in the winter might have more to do with ocean currents than anything else. All of this research, he notes, is the bleeding edge of climate science. So while it might hint at a long-term trend, it's still next to impossible to know much about what the weather in New England will do more than a few days out. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.